Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Joining us right now, one of the preeminent baseball writers. You read him in the New York Post now, which really is the only paper that you can read. In New York now, the only paper worthwhile to read sports in, or probably anything, is the New York Post. John Heyman is now part of the New York Post. John, how are you?
Very good. That was quite an introduction. I was going to complain that I wasn't a Renaissance man, but wow, I have nothing to complain about now. That's fantastic. Thank you, Joe.
Yeah, well, there you go. The great John Heyman. Well, actually, Scone is the Renaissance man, not you, John.
Yeah. No, I'm really not. I'm kind of one-dimensional. That's fair.
Well, that's all right. We love you anyway, John Heyman. John Heyman with the baseball. So I got to tell you this. So I'm going to start with my team. I mean, that was pathetic last night, John. I mean, you know, to me, I got to see Chris Bassett mow him down like he's Juan Marichal. I mean, to me, that was like, and I know they've been shut out 8 or 9 times already this year, the Mets. To me, that was the most pathetic offensive performance I saw all year. It really was.
Yeah, it wasn't good, and their offense has not been good this year. I mean, if you take a look at the overall stats, they're 20th in the slugging, 20th in OPS,
right,
and 18th in runs. So, I mean, we're talking about a team that was top 5 in runs last year, has gone completely backwards. As far as Bassett goes, you know, obviously he was really good for the Mets last year, had a rough, obviously, last couple starts, and perhaps that's why they chose not to bring him back. Obviously got a big deal as well, but, you know, that was the one kind of mid-rotation, although I think he's a little better than Taijuan Walker and Jameson Taillon, the one mid-rotation guy that's really worked out. I mean, obviously, you saw Taijuan Walker the day before get decimated by the Mets, and Jameson Taillon, I think he finally won a game. You know, it set a record for losing his first 8, or at least the team lost the first 8 with the Cubs. You set a losing record with the Cubs, you're doing something.
Yeah, no question about it. Talking to John Heyman. How about Verlander? I was stunned. 117 pitches by Verlander in 6 innings, and I was so happy to see Buck actually leave him in there to finish that 6th inning. I mean, I couldn't believe it. He would let him throw that many pitches, John.
Yeah, I'm with you. I mean, you know, maybe we're old school. I don't know. Maybe Verlander is.
Well,
he is 40 years old. I am too, Joe. it was good to see. I'm with you on that. The guy's a horse. I mean, he's always been among the league leaders in the innings pitch, strikeouts, everything. So, I mean, you know, other than that one start in Colorado, he's been pretty darn good.
Well, he got rocked by Tampa Bay, too. Go back to that a couple weeks ago. Tampa Bay beat him pretty bad at Citi Field as well.
Yeah, he's had a couple rough ones, but I have faith in him. Scherzer obviously is delivering. Right now, I think it's the hitting. It's really the problem. You know, if you look at their lineup, you know, Alonso's doing about what you'd expect.
He's been in a slump, though, the last few number of days, though.
You are right about that. But overall, he's doing about what you'd expect. His OPS is around 870.
Right.
Nimmo's 800, which is exactly what you'd expect. And now Kenar, who's been one of the hotter Mets, is up to 735, which is probably about what you expect from him as well. Alvarez is obviously delivered for a rookie, so give him credit. But everybody else is below, and that is their problem right now.
Isn't it time to get rid of Vogelbach? Can they get rid of this guy now? I mean, I don't. Can we dump this guy? He stinks, John. No, he stinks. Isn't it time to get this guy out of here and bring Mauricio up now? I mean, what are we doing here? How long do I got to watch Vogelbach take pitches? Yeah, he walks, big deal. He never hits a home run. I mean, the guy's terrible, John.
Yeah, I mean, I never like to, because, you know, I have to go face him in a few minutes here at the clubhouse open, so I never like
to. Oh, you got to go talk to Vogelback so you can't rip him?
Well, you have to talk to somebody if you're going to rip him. So I'm going to talk to Vogelback today. But so I don't want to recommend his firing. A half hour before I speak to him, that probably would be a good thing to do. Yeah, I can't really do that. But obviously, 308 slugging is not going to cut it for DH. You got a DH who's batting seventh or eighth. That doesn't really work. They're trying to get Mauricio comfortable as a kind of a versatile guy like McNeil, really, second and left. Mm-hmm. And once they do that, I think that he will come up. You know, the other question would be when Narvaez comes up, I do think Alvarez will remain the main catcher, which
he's gotta.
He should. Yeah, I don't think there should be any question about that. But Narvaez is not a bad hitter. He could do some DHing as well. So, you know, I think Vogelback's going to have to do something, and quick, whether it's Mauricio that gets up here or Narvaez that gets up here. I think he's probably in jeopardy at this point. The 308 slugging, I know he walks a lot, but, you know, it's great when Marte walks or when Nimmo walks, or even Lindor. But, you know, you got a guy that slow walking, it's really just clogging the bases. He needs to be able to hit.
Yeah, no, there's no question about it. I mean, he's been nothing short of a disaster. Let me ask you this. I know we got a ways to go to the trade deadline, July 31st. What do you see right now, if you're the Mets, what are you looking to add right now? Because I got a feel, Uncle Steve's going to do something. I don't think there's any doubt about it.
Well, you know, as I've been saying, I think they need to shore up that offense and make sure you get production at a DH, and that's an OPS over 100, not the 80. Or 88 or so that Vogelbach is providing. So you got to make sure you've shored that up. You know, I think that the market for starting pitching is going to be very, very tough. That's a real, real seller's market. You know, you're looking at a lot of these Central Division teams with pretty good pitchers, but these teams, other than the Royals, they're all still in it. And I believe
Oakland. Oakland stinks, though.
The Oakland stinks, but who do they have that you'd want?
Yeah, right. No, right.
They got
right,
nothing.
Right,
so,
right.
I mean, I don't think this is going to be a great market for buying. And I have enough faith in the starting pitching that, you know, there's going to be 15 teams looking for starting pitching, and the Mets are going to be among the less desperate among those 15. So I think it's offense and bullpen where you need to shore it up. But the Diaz injury was obviously very unfortunate. I spoke to Billy Epler today, and he basically said there isn't a day that goes by I don't curse the WBC.
Me too.
I get it. Yeah, all the Mets fans are. I certainly understand it. I mean, if they had Robertson and Diaz on that back end, they'd have a dynamic back end of the bullpen. As it is, you know, Robertson has been great. He's probably the one Met I'd give an A to if I was doing it.
Yeah, Robertson's been tremendous. Robertson's been great, no doubt.
Fantastic, right? And you've got Raley, who's solid. You've got Ottavino, who's solid. You've got Drew Smith, who's solid. But that's a limited bullpen. So, to me, they got to shore up that offense. You can't be 20th in offense and expect to be a strong playoff team. And you've got to have more depth in that bullpen. I mean, I don't expect them to be able to get another back-end piece, but they've got to get some pieces that are more usable than the ones they have.
Talking to John Heyman, baseball with him. All right, how about the Yankees lose a tough one? Well, really, they got whacked in the first inning. Severino, 6 runs. They were behind the 8-ball out in L.A. against the Dodgers. But right now, what about the state of the Yankees right now, John?
I feel good about the Yankees. I've felt good about them for a couple of weeks now. They're running into some stiff competition, and they're holding their own. You know, obviously Judge has been fantastic. He's probably the MVP leader once again. Rizzo's been really good. Donald's hitting 2 home runs last night. That was huge.
Giancarlo hits one too.
Stanton a home run. So, I mean, offensively they should be great now that they're back at full strength there. Rodon is throwing bullpens, so he is making progress. Mm. But my understanding is they clocked him at 93, which is really the beginning of spring training. He's got to be throwing 97, really, to be as effective as you'd expect and match that contract in terms of performance. So he's probably a month away, but, I'm going to say that's, one bad outing by Severino. I'm not going to be too worried about that. I think they're in pretty good shape. I do think there is got to be a little bit of concern on Volpe right now. Peraza is really tearing it up in the minors. I'm not saying right now, but I think they're going to have to look at that, and they may have a hard decision to make in a week or two.
Mm. The division, everybody over 500, but I look at it, the division, and I see, to me, it's a three-team race. It's the Yankees, Tampa, and the Orioles. Do you agree with that? I mean, how about that looking at the AL East right now?
Yeah, I'm not going to rule out Toronto, not only because I picked them to win that division.
Oh, is that right? Okay, well, that's the reason. Come on.
No, they have great talent. They just have not performed to this point. I mean, you know, you've got Bichette, you've got Vlad, you've got Springer. Manoah, he's been terrible. Talk about terrible. He's been awful, and I'm following him closely because I'm looking bad right now with that prediction. But their pitching is good, obviously, with Gausman and with Bassett. So I think there are four really good teams in that division. It's very unbalanced. I know the schedule is balanced now, but the competition is completely unbalanced. And you look at that National League right now, the three wild card teams are the Mets, which we expect them to be a playoff team. And the other two are Miami and Pittsburgh. So, you know, the National League is not very good. So, you know, the Mets should feel good about that. They're among a lot of mediocrity there in the National League.
Yeah. Well, the Mets, let me tell you, I mean, with all the, you know, ups and downs that they've had so far this year, John, that they're sitting here on June 3rd with two games over 500. I think if you're a Met fan, you got to be happy with that. I mean, I'm serious.
Well, two games over, I wouldn't say happy.
You know what I mean?
Fair. Yeah, but with a $377 million payroll and $488 million spent, and, of course, it's Steve Cohen's money, and he'll be here today at the Hall of Fame.
Right.
Hall of Fame ceremony. I doubt he's thrilled, but they are in the playoffs. And you're right. As much as they've gone through to be in the playoffs, I think that's really the key more than the two games over.
Mm. Are the Phillies really this bad, John? I mean,
I
we just saw the
it.
Mets sweep them. I'm looking at Kyle Schwarber. Schwarber, the guy's batting like 160. What?
Those WBC guys, I know it's a small sample size, they are not performing. I mean, Alonso's basically the only guy from the WBC who's performing to his norm, and he was a backup on that team.
That's right. Trey Turner's been a disaster. Yeah, you're right, right?
Terrible. I mean, Turner's been even worse than Schwarber. At least Schwarber hits an occasional home run. Turner's been unreal for $300 million. Mm. I mean, you got to figure the standards are going to be higher. Schwarber got about $80 million, right? $300 million, you should be a star at $300 million. That's been a bad one. That's another team that I picked not doing so great. I can't really say, you know, I mean, look, Nola's been bad. Wheeler has not been that good. Obviously Harper was hurt at the beginning. Suarez was hurt at the beginning. Reese Hoskins is out. So I think they'll be better. But, I mean, going to that clubhouse 2 days ago, I mean, it was like a morgue. And to go over to Nick Castellanos, and I thought he was very prescient with what he said, which is basically we can't expect it just because we had a magical run last year that teams are going to hand it to us. We got to get going and fast. I thought that was the right thing to say, and you don't hear that kind of honesty in clubhouses that much.
Yeah, no, that was the right thing to say. Again, talking to John Heyman, baseball with him. How about the Padres? I mean, who's being a bigger disappointment, the Phillies or the Padres, John?
That's a close one, but I'm going to go with the Padres. I mean, I'm going to look at that money and $275 million payroll. They've got to be a good team. I'm hearing it's really not a happy clubhouse day to day, not just after losses. Mm-hmm. Something is wrong there. Something is amiss. They obviously spent on the manager, as Texas spent, and they spent on a manager, and Bruce Bochy, now the highest-paid manager in baseball, and that has worked out. That's the one team that's
even without DeGrom, even with DeGrom, what a surprise being hurt, right?
exactly. I mean, right. Evaldi has been great. Heaney's been fine. You know, they signed a lot of guys with injury questions, but look, the two guys they signed the previous year, Seager, who's out for a while, is doing great when he plays. Semien is an MVP candidate, though, as I said, I think Judge is the MVP. Padres are probably the most disappointing team, although they've got to run for their money with the Phillies, the Cardinals. I mean, to me, the Blue Jays are a bit of a disappointment at this point, but I mean, the Padres, to have five superstars, and I guess Machado is now back, and it's not a happy clubhouse. I mean, I was in spring training, and it looked great with Cruz in there. They brought in some great veterans. Carpenter's a great guy for the clubhouse, but, you know, maybe that five superstar lineup is not a great idea. You know, it might be better to have kind of a mixture you know, than all these superstars, and it's just not working at this point.
Are you happy with the pitch? Because I love the pitch clock. I mean, to me, it's made a major difference. You got to love it. Yeah, do you love it?
I do, but for a disclaimer there, anybody in a newspaper with a deadline is going to love it. So, personally, it's helping me a lot. I don't know if the readers have noticed it. Hopefully, my stories are a little bit better.
Your stories are always good, John. What are you talking about?
That's nice.
Sometimes I don't agree with it, but I mean, your stories are generally.
No, I mean, I'm talking about the verbiage, the verbs, the syntax, that kind of stuff.
John, I'm all into syntax, man. That's that's what I'm all about. There's no doubt.
You're kind of a meat and potato guy, and I appreciate that.
Yeah, no, I'm definitely. I wish I could eat the meat, but the potatoes, I'm in. There's no doubt about it. Again, we're talking to John Heyman. Isn't it time? I hate the schedule now. The fact that you play everybody in baseball to me is terrible. They should just get rid of the All-Star game, John. Who cares anymore? Does anybody care about the All-Star game anymore when you're playing everybody in baseball? I mean, there's really no National and American League anymore. You got the DH in both leagues. The All-Star game it's ridiculous. Who cares?
Well, I like that everybody's playing everybody. That way,
I don't like it.
Gets to see Ohtani in person if they want to see him. And not only Ohtani, but Judge and, Trout and Soto and all the great stars.
I hate it, John.
So I like that. I didn't like when Baltimore was terrible. I didn't like seeing Baltimore 19 times. And I don't like seeing, teams that are terrible in the Mets and Yankees division 19 times. It gets to be tedious to me. And I like the fact that every fan gets to see every player in person if they want. If they want to buy the ticket and come out. And the All-Star game is the best All-Star game.
John, it's a waste now. Because, in the old days, when I was growing up, I'm older than you. When I was growing up in the 60s, the All-Star game was a big deal. All right? I mean, you couldn't wait to see the All-Star game. It really meant something. Although when I was growing up, the National League won every year when I was growing up in the 60s. The All-Star game meant something. So many great moments. Who cares? John, really, seriously, who cares?
Yeah, I will say I'm with you. I'm maybe not quite as old as you, but I certainly remember the Pete Rose and Ray Fossey play.
Reggie off the light tower in 1971 in Detroit, of course.
When we were kids, I was 10 years old for that one. Yeah,
right.
I would say it was even better then than it is now, but yeah, and you're right. The National League won every year. Now it's 16 out of 19 years the American League has won.
Yeah,
that's kind of manifesting itself with the games too now, right? Look at them. The East, there are five winning teams in the American League East. The West, there are four winning teams in the American League West. The American League is just better right now. I still find it better than all the other All-Star games. I say that all the other ones have to go first before MLB goes, because MLB is the best one of the group.
Well, football really doesn't have an All-Star game anymore. I mean, they got this like skills competition for the Pro Bowl. It's a joke.
They shouldn't have dangerous exhibitions.
It means nothing. The Pro Bowl means absolutely nothing. But it's become that. You're better off just giving the teams like a week off, okay, in the middle of July, whenever you're going to have the All-Star game, that to play a game that, there's nothing there anymore, John.
Well, I mean, I'd sign up for that week off. Rather go out to Seattle this year.
Is that where it is? Wait, the All-Star game's in Seattle this year?
Seattle, yeah. I haven't been there since 2001. So, yeah, Seattle.
I don't think you're missing too much, but nevertheless.
Well, people like the Home Run Derby now. They've certainly improved that. Certainly Pete Alonso likes it. But,
okay, so have the Home Run Derby, but who needs the All-Star game? No, I mean it. I mean, I'm telling you, right?
I like it. I think the All-Star game is still – it's not like when we were kids. I'll give you that. It was
something
else when you didn't see the other league.
Right,
except we were in New York, so we get some
– It was still a lot different then. You know what I mean? It was much
– because
you didn't have all
–
I mean, now you can watch anybody play. You get the MLB package. You can watch – it's a different world.
Right, and the players didn't play each other from the American League to the National League, and in that game they were. Now certainly there are a lot of interleague games. So,
well,
I, it's not going to happen, Joe. I mean, I get that it's not as great as it once was, but it's still, I think, still liked by the fans. And, you know, it's just, it's, I would get off that soapbox. It's not happening.
You're
alone in wanting to wipe it out, I think.
Okay. Well, here's my new, before I let you go, my new soapbox is this, okay? I'm up on a, now we got, we got Al Leiter and Howard Johnson and Gary and Howie going into the Met Hall of Fame today, okay?
And Jay being honored, Jay being honored.
Right, Jay Horowitz, right, exactly. It is time now, okay? I'm all over this. Uncle Steve, listen to what I'm telling you here, okay? It's time now to retire Daryl Strawberry and Doc Gooden's number. I don't want to hear any more about the nonsense with the drug nonsense and the moral high ground. We get it. We understand what went down. You cannot tell the story of the New York Mets without those guys, okay? It is time now to put 16 and 18 to the rafters. I am on the soapbox big time for that. What's your thoughts?
I'm with you. I'm with you. I think you're right. Daryl and Doc's numbers should be retired. Personally, I think the Yankees could be a little pickier with whose number they retire, but the Mets...
But the Yankees are a little different, but I mean, you know... See, the Yankees,
right,
to me...
The Yankees are running out of
I know. The Yankees... When you're the Yankees and you've won as much as you have, and you've had, like, iconic play... I mean, you know, you're Ruth, Gehrig, Mantle, DiMaggio, Gita... I mean, you've had, like, iconic guys. You know, I think you got to keep it to the iconic guys if you're the Yankees.
I'm with you. I would keep it to the iconic... But they have not now, so I would...
No.
I would open up to some guys who have not gotten it based on who's in. I would say Willie Randolph deserves it more than a few that have gotten in.
Really?
I think so. Look, you know, I guess I won't mention the WAR number to you, but, you know, Willie Randolph won 6 rings as a Yankee. That's a lot of rings.
Yeah.
He's pretty good. If you look at and how many players today walk more than they strike out, he had 18 seasons where he walked more than he struck out.
You say 6 rings, that includes him as a coach.
Sure.
Right.
But that's still pretty good. And he was a great second baseman.
Yeah, he was great.
And, I mean, I know you're not that big on WAR, but his WAR is borderline Hall of Fame. Not Hall of Fame, but borderline Hall of Fame. So I think he deserves it more than some who've gone. I have to look at the list, but I've seen the list. And if they put in the ones they put in, he deserves to go in.
And the other thing,
I'm with you. It should just be the iconic guys, Ruth, Mantle. But it's too late for that. Now,
yeah.
You know, their problem is they're running out of numbers. The Mets are not running out of numbers.
No.
So there's no excuse.
No.
Daryl and Doc should be retired. I'm with you, Joe.
And the other thing, too, my other soapbox now is I it's time to see Mattingly and Hernandez go into the Hall of Fame, and they should go in together, those two guys. What do you think about that?
I'm with you. You know, I always voted for Mattingly. I did not vote for Keith, and I think I was wrong now. And we've seen all the different stats. And it's not just about the stats. I mean, he won 2 World Series. He's the leader of the team.
Greatest defensive first baseman ever.
Greatest defensive first baseman. And, you know, I mean, if you look at the greatest defensive second, short, and third, they did not have the offensive output that Keith had. You know, even like Brooks Robinson.
Right,
If you look at the whole picture, Keith was a better hitter than Brooks Robinson.
And Don Mattingly was a better hitter than Keith. As much as I love Keith, I got to give Mattingly the edge as a hitter, right?
Yes, I think Mattingly was a slightly better hitter than Keith. I always voted for Mattingly, so
good.
I mean, it's clear what my position on that is. But Keith, I didn't vote for, and I regret it. I think it was a mistake, and I'm glad we have these newer stats now that show that he should be in the Hall of Fame.
Yep. Well, John, it's always a pleasure. I'm glad that we agree. We're starting to agree on it. I'm getting a little worried, John, because you and I are starting to agree a little too much here.
I think Evan was driving a wedge. I think that was the issue.
Oh, is that what it was? You're blaming Evan now for this? Is that what you're doing?
It's easy to do, right?
I guess so. Hey, John, it's always a pleasure. Watch out when you're talking. Be nice to Vogelbeck now. Don't get in trouble, all right?
I'll be nice, yes. I will be nice as I interview him. The article may be mixed, but I will be nice in person.
All right, very good. John Heyman, now of the Post. He's everywhere. One of the preeminent baseball writers. John, it's always a pleasure, man.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.